An organizational structure or organogram is a system that outlines how certain activities are directed in order to achieve the goals of an organization. These activities can include roles and responsibilities and rules. The organizational structure also determines how information flows between different levels of a company or an organization. If you look at the organogram that is displayed on the screen, you will see how it displays the structure within the organization, as well as the flow of communication or information, which is indicated by the lines connecting the various role players. We'll go over a brief description of each, as this may also vary within your organization. We have our employer. So the employer is either the company or the organization, a council or a board. They need not be registered, as it could also be a partnership or even a management committee that is representative of the employer. You then have your chief executive officer or your section 16.1 appointments. This is the person with the overall responsibility of ensuring compliance with the Act, the employer's duties, and ensuring the health and safety of all the employees. Assigned or nominated persons. The Occupational Health and Safety Act allows for the CEO to assign any person any duty to comply with the requirements of the law. This could even include the duty to make further assignments. Our user. In an organization, the position of a user is held by the person with the overall responsibility or overall control of machinery. Management nominees. The Occupational Health and Safety Act requires competence, and it stands to reason that the CEO will assign or must assign specific duties to people who are suitably qualified to conduct routine activities, inspections, and investigations. These positions are normally filled by employees of supervisory level or with the necessary experience or technical qualifications. Specialist elements, such as the occupational hygiene measurements, would be assigned to inspection authorities, consultants, engineers, health and safety managers, and industrial nurses. And we look at our employee. The Act defines an employee as subject to the provisions of subsection 2. Any person who is employed by or works for an employer and who receives or is entitled to receive any remuneration or who works under the direction or supervision of an employer or any other person. You see, we have our health and safety representatives as well as our health and safety committee. In our next module, we'll go over that in a little bit more depth.